T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today, Larry, I don't know if you've heard, but the U.S. House of Representatives on Capitol Hill looking to they're going to discuss a $2 trillion stimulus package today. Do you think it'll pass? Get your money in your wallet?
Well, the Senate voted 96-0 yes, and so it's up to the House. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, she was the first Republican woman to represent Pennsylvania at the federal level. A former United States Congresswoman, Melissa Ann Hart, who is an attorney and still lives in this area and was in office during 9/11. So she'll bring some perspective on that. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, you were a freshman congressman.
And Kevin, I'm sorry.
When 9/11 occurred, and this is another cataclysmic, although different, but still. The country is waiting for this financial help. What will the process be like today?
Well, not being there right now, I'm not sure how they're doing their caucusing. But basically what will happen is the Democrats will meet somewhere. And I understand they're using larger rooms so that they can keep themselves distant from each other, but still have basically the leadership discuss with them what the procedure for the day will be. And then the Republicans will do the same as a group. Mostly, it's going to be tactical. I think I've heard that many of them want to speak and that sort of thing. So they'll announce what the procedural things are going to be. So if they decide they want to allot a certain number of minutes for each side to argue about the bill before they actually take a vote. I don't know that they're going to delay it very long today. I've heard a couple of members say that they just wanted to get in and out. I heard a couple of members say, well, we need to have our say. So that will be decided first, whether they're actually going to take time and actually, as some would say, bloviate on the floor of the House. But, you know, a lot of them feel like they need to make their points with issues that are in that bill that they may agree or disagree with, because there's a lot in there. I mean, it's hard to imagine, you know, that they're going to spend a couple of $1 trillion just like that. So members feel very nervous, I guess is the best way to put it, about that. So they'll go in today and take a vote eventually, but I think they will have their say on the floor. But when they vote, the thing about the House is they can do a voice vote, but they always have to at least take roll to know the members that are present. So the members can't, unless they pass some kind of a special rule, they can't vote from someplace else. They have to actually be present to vote. In fact, their identification card is their voting card, and there's a number of stations throughout the House chamber where if you're ever an observer, you can see members will all conglomerate at different points in the House. I think it's like 40 different stations, 40-some stations. You'll see a bunch of members conglomerate there, and they'll sort of stand in line and then slip their card in almost like they're paying for something, which, you know, the public is, I guess. So they're doing that on behalf of the public. But that's how they vote. And then you'll see a board that lights up with, you know, who voted yes or no to the bill. So, you know, they're going to have a difficult time keeping themselves socially distant. But normally when they do have a vote, it doesn't just happen, you know, you have to be there and it's done. They usually have 15-minute votes. Today they'll probably have a vote that lasts a lot longer, I'm thinking, to keep them separated physically from each other.
That is really interesting. Thanks for walking us through that process there. I've never heard it described quite like that, so thank you very much. When they do vote today, you were there during 9/11 in that era. This is $2 trillion we're talking about, the largest economic stimulus ever. What is the mood like in a situation like that? Are they nonchalant? Are they conversational? Or is it very stressful?
Everybody's stressed out, I think, by this point, for many reasons. One is that you call it a stimulus, but, you know, we didn't have a down economy, right? So we've had this government-enforced time. So I think a lot of members are probably going to feel a little less guilty about spending money because it's the government really that put us in this situation, but it was out of their hands because of this pandemic. So pandemic hits U.S. Nobody wants to get it, right? So the government's responsibility is to try to keep people safe. So I think a lot of members will be some sense of relief because they know that they're providing the money that hospitals need, that small businesses need to stay afloat, that larger businesses will also need because they employ tons and tons of people, and if they're not producing anything, then they need to get paid too. And so there's all these issues that need to be addressed and aren't being addressed. And they already are hearing, I'm sure, constantly about the pain in their districts. And it's going to be different everywhere. You know, if you're in an area where there's a couple of big employers, like when you think of Washington State, like Boeing, you know, and a couple other employers where a lot of people work there, or like Pittsburgh used to be, right? Or places where maybe they're dominated by small business and entrepreneurs who have a smaller window to keep open if they're not actually getting paid by customers. So those issues, I think, are going to be providing some relief to members who've been talking about this, you know, ever since the pandemic was really realized a couple of weeks ago.
We're with former United States Congresswoman Melissa Hart. Congresswoman Hart, I want to know, during your time, now you were in office until 2007, did it ever come to or across your desk or in conversations of a pandemic preparation plan back then that the country should have had, would have had? Was it ever discussed during your time there?
Yeah, I'm sure it was, but it wasn't at top of mind. For us, what we dealt with, though, right after 9/11 was also the anthrax scare. And you may remember that, first of all, I was in Washington the morning of 9/11, had a meeting at the White House, interestingly enough. And for anybody who's ever been to the basement of the White House, when you're down there, you don't know what's going on. And in fact, the plane hit the first tower in New York while I was meeting with about six or eight members, probably eight members of the House, along with the president's guy who he sends to the Hill, a guy named Nick Calio at the time, was his secretary for legislative affairs. So we were meeting with him, and when we left, we didn't even know. The White House had not evacuated at the time. And we're standing outside kind of just having a conversation about how the meeting went, the members, standing outside. It was a beautiful day, right? And I get in my car to drive me and Paul Ryan, who'd taken a ride over, back to the Hill, and as soon as we got in the car and started driving, he pulled his phone out, because you have to turn your phones off when you're in the White House. And it blew up with, you know, messages. And I'm like, what's going on? He goes, I don't know, turn on the radio. And so we did, and then that's when we figured out what was going on. So at that point in time, we had a plane fly low over us. We're driving down Pennsylvania Avenue, and we both kind of ducked, you know, how you kind of have that reaction. We didn't think anything of it other than, wow, that plane's low. And then with the timing, figured out that plane was low because that was the plane that hit the Pentagon. And then we got back to the Hill, and they were right in the process of evacuating everybody from the Hill. So that day lasted forever because by the end of it, which was probably after midnight, whatever senators and House members who were in Washington and had their beepers, because this is the old times, right? We didn't have smartphones. We just had regular old cell phones. We got beeped and told that we needed to go to the one place on the Hill that they were allowing us to go, and that was the Capitol Police headquarters, which most people don't know where it is, but it's right on the Senate side, like a 3- or 4-story building. The only one that they could secure that they would allow us to go to, and that's where we actually finally, for the first time, met with basically senior leadership of the administration. It wasn't the president. wasn't the vice president, I don't think, at the time, but it was like the attorney general and several of the secretary of defense. Some people came in to basically brief us on what had happened and what they thought.
Well, that's incredible. Former U.S. Congresswoman Melissa Hart, we appreciate your time this morning and insight.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Thank you.
So it's emergency times.
Yeah, we'll talk again for sure.
All right. I appreciate the opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.